Well, you're not going to believe who I've got on the other side of this line. I tell you what, I am... Do you know what I'm going to do? Hang on. Oh, I've just curtsied there, nearly split me leggings. Christopher Maloney?
Good evening. Hi.
I can't believe we're finally getting to chat. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, Ben?
I'm all right, darling. You're all the better for speaking to you. And listen, I tell you what, it's a good time to be talking to you because obviously I've got to go straight into the Isle of X Factor.
Oh, God. Have you been watching it?
Oh, I have. Listen, I've got to ask you the first question. What do you think of the new format, Chris? That'll do. Next question. Oh, I knew you'd be trouble, you. Go on. What do you reckon? Be serious.
Do you know, from when I was on it,
yeah,
and over the years it's changed. I mean, obviously 2 or 3 years, it's not working. It's
no.
Just not working at
I
all.
Agree.
And I mean, everyone wore black last Saturday because they found out because the ITV have just bought the rights to The Voice.
That's
on the
right.
BBC. So it's going to be funny watching it really and finding out and watching what's going to go on because Rita Ora, she was a judge on The X Factor, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's going to be funny whether she's going to be back on The Voice.
Yeah, do you think that could be, yeah, that could be what the plan, couldn't it? Listen, you've got to give it to the Ora family, haven't you? Rita's done well. And look at her brother, Kia Ora, he's done brilliant as well, hasn't he, Chris? See what I did there? Like, so for you, it's not working. We're the same here. We have a chat on The Breakfast Show when we talk about it, and none of us like it. That absolute farce, Chris, with the aisle six chair thing, and you know...
Do you know, I didn't like it when they first brought it out, and I still think it's disgusting now.
It's wrong.
You know, I think that's what's killed it, really, because I think it's quite... Okay, it's what's killed it, really.
Yeah.
But speaking my mind.
No,
but,
no.
I just think it's cruel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be a light-hearted family show. You know, it's all about the family sitting down on a Saturday, you know, with the tea, watching the television, and it's cruel. And a lot of people that I know don't watch it and they've switched off. And it's sad, really.
Of course it is. It was part, as you said, there's like sort of, it's like this time of year, isn't it? You look forward to the, like, you've got your Celebrity Big Brothers at a certain time of year, and then it's like, oh, X Factor's coming up, it's Christmas is on its way. But I've lost it, Chris. I can't be bothered anymore.
No, I mean, it is, yeah. I mean, it is gone. It has gone. I mean, I've got a column in The Guardian every Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Have you next question.
Yeah, next question. Have you stayed in touch with anyone? Have you stayed friends with anyone, like? Or,
yeah. Well, I went over to Poland. I got a little bit of work. Little bit of nip and tweak.
Yeah, we're not talking a new brick wall, are we, when you say you're having a bit of work done?
Well, I mean, under eyelids, yeah.
Is that what you had? Listen, why did you do... I think you look gorgeous as you were.
You know what? I mean, I'm not vain at all, and it's psychological, really.
Right,
I think.
Right.
I mean, I was watching back, I look at pictures and watching back, you know, the live shows and stuff like that, and I'm thinking, oh my God, and it really does affect you.
Oh.
Psychologically, and you know, I've changed. I mean, I went in April, I went in May, and I've just come back now. November time, and I feel great. I feel absolutely great.
Well, that's
and
the
I feel
main
like
thing.
I'm back to the way I was before, pre-X Factor, should I say.
Yeah, yeah. The old Chris is back, basically.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's the main, you know what, Chris? Life is short and all that, as I always say on my Facebook and Twitter. listen, I believe as well, actually, no, I don't believe it, because I actually saw it, you know, I saw the video. Are you engaged?
Do you know what, Bev? I'm going to knock you out.
Why? I saw the video.
Yeah. I got engaged last January. We were in Egypt.
Sharm el-Sheikh,
yeah. With Tagari and Daniela Westbrook. She was our sort of mate.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, listen, congratulations from all of us. Have you got any dates planned yet, Chris, or what?
Not yet, but are you going to be bridesmaid?
I am going to be your matron of honour. Do you know what happened the other week, Chris? We got a breakfast show car, right? And it was parked up in New Brighton. And these fellas were having a look at it going, what do you reckon? Would you? Wouldn't you? And then it's like, well, I'm not sure if it's a woman or a fella. You know, it's like... Well, listen, as I say, congratulations. I saw your little videos.
Thanks
lovely.
Thanks so much. And tell all your listeners, thank you so much.
Of course I will.
You're so great. I love you loads.
Oh, don't be daft. Listen, you're not rushing off yet.
Scam.
Hey, listen, before I go, I've got to give you a bit of a telling off here. I can't believe you've just taken away his only pleasures in life.
Oh, I can't believe you've just even said that.
Well, I know what the father's like. I mean, imagine if yours had gone, do you know what I mean? Honestly.
Do you know what? I felt so sorry for him when he come back, but I had to do it. The type of dog that I've got is a Maltese Terrier, and they're lively at the best of times.
Right.
So I need to calm them down, especially when my sister's around.
Oh, really? She's not into dogs, is she, Chris?
He gets a little bit excited.
Oh, he gets excited. Sorry, love. Got the wrong end of the stick there. Oh, hey, I tell you what. Well, listen, I hope he's all right. And give Gary my love as well, won't you?
Thank you.
And best of luck. Everything. And there's loads going on for you at the moment. I know that. And I know.
Single's out in March and me tour, so I'll come back on and speak to you then.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah, please do. I'd love that. And listen, thanks for all your banter on Twitter as well and stuff. It's great chatting to you on there.
No problem.
And
we do have
a mutual enemy, don't we? We like to have a little bitch about in private.
We do.
Enough said.
What was it?
Vile! Pratt!
I'm going for a walk.
Hey, this is Mr. Maloney. It's been great chatting to you. And as I say, have a lovely evening tonight. I'm going to carry on with the show now and put a few cheesy songs on, dance around my handbag, and have a pick on me prawn ring.